I'm Keith Graham, the minister of Murrayfield Parish Church, and I'm going to offer just a few thoughts for us this morning as we step out into the new year and also as we come towards the end of these days after Christmas that in the church we call Christmastide. Light shining in the darkness, it's one of the great Christmas images, isn't it? And it's apt here in the Northern Hemisphere when Christmas falls, of course, in midwinter. Perhaps it's especially appropriate for us living in Edinburgh, where on the winter solstice, the day lasts for, do you know, only 6 hours, 57 minutes. So that shortest day of the year, we only get day for 6 hours, 57 minutes here in Edinburgh compared to, for example, those in London who get 7 hours, 49 minutes. Or those in Paris who get 8 hours 14 minutes, or those in Rome who get a massive 9 hours and 7 minutes of daytime. It's dark here, isn't it, in this city that we live in midwinter. And this image of light shining in the darkness, it speaks to us in a particularly pertinent way, I think. The poetic prologue of John's Gospel speaks of the impact of the incarnation by saying the light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. One of my favourite songs from the 1980s, I grew up in secondary school in Northern Ireland in the 1980s, and one of my famous songs from that period is called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. It's by the Manchester band The Smiths. It's one of the classic pop songs, in my opinion. The structure of the song is slightly unusual, as there's a bridge towards the end, and then the chorus arrives quite unexpectedly and is sung repeatedly until the song's conclusion. It's an odd, even ambiguous song, because the verse lyrics are doleful and the accompanying music has a somber tone. And then almost out of nowhere, the chorus arrives and introduces a soaring, hopeful resolution that won't go away. There is a light and it never goes out. This uplifting chorus from a 1980s pop song. It's a great way, I think, to think about Christmastide and also to think about the year ahead. There is a light and it never goes out. We may, in the weeks past, have loved the Nativity plays. We may have been inspired over Christmas, perhaps, by the rich variety of artists' impressions of the Nativity of Christ through the centuries. We have a big screen in Murrayfield Church, and I'm often displaying different images of things on the screen, different paintings from the past. We may, even some of us, have been cheered over the month of December by a crib display with the familiar cast of human and animal characters all in place. In the prison where I work in the chaplaincy, we turn a little piece of ecclesiastical furniture around, we get some shredded paper from the shredder and it forms snow on the ground, and we have a little crib nativity scene on display for the weeks of Advent. But sometimes I think the familiarity of these representations of the birth of Jesus, sometimes I think they can diminish the explosive power of what happened at the incarnation. The events surrounding the Christmas story, they're full of light, aren't they? The shepherds on the hillsides near Bethlehem have the darkness illuminated by the appearance of an angel. We're told the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the wise men from the east, they see the star arise in the heavens and they follow it to the place where the infant is lying. And years beforehand, the prophet Isaiah speaks of how the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Just as the first speaking of God at creation is to say, let there be light. Now light comes into the world again in the Christ child. There is a light and it never goes out. Maybe some of us today don't feel cheery as we come towards the end of a Christmas season and as we start the new year. Maybe because of things in our personal lives we are feeling down, or maybe because of issues in the wider world we are feeling depressed or disappointed or angry. Well, neither is the song that I've been talking about by the Smiths very cheery, until there is an eruption in the music and almost from nowhere the chorus rings out, "There is a light and it never goes out." The message of Christmas, I think, is actually even more powerful when we know that there is darkness, for then the light becomes all the more necessary and all the more joyously embraced. Think of that first Christmas. The scene was, of course, rather different to the romanticised picture that's become Christmas myth. This was not a 21st century style home birth. There was no midwife on hand. There was no rented birth pool. There was no gas and air for pain relief. It wasn't even a birth at home, but it was over in Joseph's ancestral town of Bethlehem. Then there was the whiff of scandal with the unexpected pregnancy. Who knows what people were saying, how the young couple felt. And then the uncertainty. In it all was the uncertainty also of what was overtaking their lives, Mary and Joseph. Who knows if they were even talking to each other very much on the occasion of the birth of Jesus. And meantime, in the story, murderous Herod lurks in the background. Yet there in the feeding trough, which has been commissioned into serving as a cot, lies the Christ child. Listen again to the sign given by the angels to the shepherds. "You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." We might even say that the specific manner of the birth of Jesus emphasizes something really important about the incarnation. The spit and sawdust setting in which the Messiah is birthed shows the seriousness of God's complete identification with humanity in the incarnation. Divinity, this is what we need to remember at Christmastide. Divinity actually entered into real human existence in all its earthiness. The Christmas story, you see, it doesn't skirt over what it is to be human and to exist in the real life world. Perhaps sometimes that is overlooked in the nativity plays, in the artistic representations, in the crib scenes. But when we really get into the Christmas texts as recorded in Scripture, they don't skirt over what it is to be human, to exist in this world that we live in. That's partly what makes the message of Christmas so significant and so powerful. The interplay with darkness, it makes the light all the more vital. As the song I mentioned goes, and as the good news of Christmas tells us, there is a light and it never goes out. Or as the Gospel according to St. John puts it, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overcome it." So please go into the year that lies ahead. And even if you do feel, for whatever reason, surrounded by darkness, let the true light of the world illumine your life. There is a light, and it never goes out. Amen.